Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are very excited that you joined us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And our shows are on 3 days a week. We have Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Friday, phone-in Friday from 12 to 1, and I just went like Sundays from 10 to 11, and that's Central Standard Time. You can also check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com, and our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear if you guys have any suggestions, feedback, or, you know, any insight that you would like to, give to Marie and I this, future shows, if you have any questions, if you feel that there's stuff that we're talking about that you're not quite sure, and if we might have to articulate it or make it a little more so that others can understand it. I know I can tend to say things to where people are going, oh, dear Lord, I have no idea what she just said. So don't be afraid to sit here and give Marie and I some feedback. Also, we have a Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page. If you'd go in there and like our page, we would love it. And we're getting towards the end of the month where we're going to be picking, somebody who you have to go and like our Facebook page in order for us to draw you so you can get a half-hour free session. So other than that, those of you who are coming on to Blog Talk, you can download our podcast at any time and just go into the RSS feed buttons or iTunes and download it. You can listen to it. It's free of charge. So other than that, welcome to Phone In Friday, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, and our call-in number is 347-327-9360, or you can type a question into the chat room if you can't call in, and we will answer your question for you. And before, we've got some callers on the line. Before we start off, just wanted to mention one thing. We talked about on Wednesday the after effects of the lunar eclipse and the full moon. We do have a solar eclipse coming November 3rd, and
just around the corner.
Yeah, and so remember, until we get to that eclipse, this is a time to just let go of all your past, let go of any old karma, resolve everything, just get it done, put the past behind you so that you're ready for the next eclipse.
Also, there's still time. We still have a couple more spaces. Myself, Beth, and a friend of mine, Kelly, she came on and did toll readings not too long ago. We have a retreat tomorrow in Eagan, Minnesota, on this gorgeous, gorgeous land that is surrounded by woods, and a lake, and it's the Map to Success. So those of you who are wanting to, it's 5 hours of looking at what is it that you want to bring more into your life and getting clarity and a deeper understanding of what it is that you want to manifest. So you can let Beth know. You can call me, 651-900-4136, if you're interested. So, and that's tomorrow, the 26th, from 10 to 3. So.
Right. And then we also have spaces available for our class on Tuesday. It's our fourth class in our Link to Enlightenment series. And this one is how to bring more prosperity into your life. So go to our Facebook page. I have it posted there. And contact us if you're local and you'd like to attend. And then we're working on putting together online classes. So all of these will be recorded as well. And we're working on our webpage. So we will all have this online. So if you don't happen to live in the Twin Cities and you'd like to take one of our classes, it'll be available.
And just so you know, we've been saying a website. We are wanting it to be a certain way, so it won't be published until it looks a certain way. So meanwhile, those of you, because I've had a lot of people, where is your website? It's like, you can contact us right now if you're wanting anything. And also, Marie does, intuitive readings. So she's available for parties individually, groups, corporate settings. I do intuitive clairvoyant readings and energy work. I'm also available for, individual, group, and corporate, or we do it together. We can also, for those of you, holidays are coming up, celebrations are coming up. There's a group of us who go in and we do parties, and you get a brief, we all offer something different. So it's for Christmas parties, you have Thanksgiving coming up, Hanukkah, all the other holidays that you're wanting to do a little something different. So you could email or call Marie and I. Marie would be 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-900-4136 or, again, email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. So there you go. I got the little spiel out of the way.
We got our self-promotion out of the way. So
let's take
our first caller. It's area code 617. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Karen from Boston. How are you ladies today?
Very good, Karen. Where are you from, Karen?
I'm from Boston.
Boston. So do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, my question is in regards to actually a job interview that I have next Wednesday. I'd like to know going forward, is there anything that I need to know?
Karen from Boston. Are you picking up on anything, Marie? I'm going to let you go first.
I'm not picking up on anything right now.
I'm hearing, Karen, it is very important before you go, and then this is before, like when you get up in the morning, and it's really centering yourself and really being connected to Source, Creator, whoever, whatever, that, you know, you call upon, you know, for strength, to really be connected, and that you ask that all forms of communication are healthy, that they're strong, that everything that you say comes from your heart, and that you are in alignment, you know, with your higher self, and so that everybody and anyone that is going to be in that room with you, that interviews you, that the words that need to be spoken, because that job feels so good for you. It feels very good. But I'm hearing the communication. You want to set the intent that there's going to be open, healthy communication that's, you know, and it's centered from your heart, that you have connection, and that there is, what is the word that they're saying, that there's clarity, that there's understanding in all forms of communication. So what you're saying, everybody's able to have clarity and understanding, and that whatever they say, you're going to have clarity and understanding too. So it's going to be like a full circle of clarity and understanding. So if you put that intent out there, you will be amazed at the connection that you're going to have with the people that interview you.
Okay.
And Karen,
yes.
This may sound weird, but I'm hearing that they're saying to wear something red.
Yes. That's one of my favorite colors, yes.
Oh, really?
You know, and that's going to be because red is going to ground you, and it's a very powerful color, but yet it's not going to be this in the face of.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I get why. Mm-hmm. The communication is going to be very important on your part, on how you're expressing yourself and articulating yourself. So that's why you want to make sure that you're connected and that you do that little intent in the morning, and then you do it right when you walk in the door of where it is that you're going to.
Okay.
But otherwise, it feels great. You're ready to rock and roll, girl.
And they're laughing.
Excellent.
They're saying, even if the red has to be under what you're wearing.
Yes.
But have something on that's red.
Yep.
Yes.
Because it's all about keeping you grounded. It's all about grounding and keeping you in your own power. Yep.
That's true. Very true. Excellent.
Well, good luck, girl.
Thank you both so very much, and many blessings to you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
Okay. You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, and then we'll put our next caller on. Looks like it's a 0116617 number. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi there, ladies. You're speaking to Hannah, and I'm calling from Europe.
Oh, hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling tonight for a little bit of inspiration, some advice, or anything that comes to me at this moment that I need to know, be aware of.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm just hearing, whatever you're doing to keep yourself positive, keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's working for you. Yeah. So whatever techniques you're doing, whatever, you know, little rituals or whatever that's keeping your thoughts positive, keep them going because positive thoughts are going to help with the manifestation.
And then I'm hearing trust your inner guidance. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. You're getting accurate information. And our egos can tend to sidetrack us, and that's where I personally think it's really helpful when we write it down. When we write it down, like last week, here's a for instance, there was all this chaos going on around me, not me, but going on around me. So I'm just like going, man, I am tuned into way too much stuff. But I sat down and I journaled stuff, and I heard your week is going to be very busy. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's not going to be anything out of the ordinary. This week has been very busy. So that was just, and that was just a simple little thing for me because I was just blowing it off. I was writing it off. But this week has been very busy. But it was trusting that inner guidance. It was accurate information. So you can get clarity, and you can really ground yourself when you journal. So I don't say anything that I don't practice myself. When I say it to everybody, it's stuff that I also do for myself. So I'm hearing trust your inner guidance. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. And you're going to be having... Go ahead.
Sometimes I get confused to figure out, is it my inner guidance? Is it my mind, my heart? Is it spirit? I've had some difficulty with my relationship, and I've actually started journaling, and that's really helped me. So I just want to confirm that I see it on paper, and then I start looking at things from a different angle. I'm very sensitive, and I have a little bit of turmoil, so it works also well with what you said about positivity. I just wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Well, you're doing the right steps, basically, you know, by journaling. And that's what I said in the beginning, is that they're saying keep doing whatever it is that keeps you positive because it's working. So you have to just keep continuing that. And one way to kind of distinguish whether it's your head or, you know, someone coming through, you know, whether it's your ego, if you feel it in your gut and you feel it strongly in your solar plexus, that's typically intuition. If you're reacting more with your head, you know, like if a thought comes in and then you start arguing with yourself, you know, that's more ego.
Yep.
So if a thought comes in and you feel it in your gut, that's more spirit talking to you. That's the intuition. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yes. Mm-hmm.
The divine, we don't second guess. When we second guess, that's our ego trying to create that doubt. But another way of gaining clarity is if when you walk outside and you're on the earth and you go amongst the trees, because then you have the fairy realm that's with you, you can gain better clarity also. A lot of people claim that also. So you'll find your niche of... Because right now I think ego is working overtime with a lot of people because just where we're at energetically, and it's going to create that doubt. But it's like the more you journal, the more you're tuned in, then put up your hand up to your heart and your solar plexus and then ask the question again. And if you have this inner peace, then you know you're getting the accurate information.
I do. You know, I had doubts about the relationship, it's up and down always with me. And when I really do put my hand on, you know, like you said, my heart chakra, and I really feel what I feel a sense of peace and warmth. And I need to do that more and to trust more.
Yes.
Do you have a pendulum?
I don't, no.
That's another tool that you can use for confirming your intuition.
Okay.
So if you can try, you know, with a pendulum, that's also another tool that you can use.
Also, if you have a deck of cards, you know, like if you have angel cards or tarot cards, that can also validate also. You can ask a question, and then you can see the answer, and you'll be amazed at how it's right there. And all it is a visualization just to validate the information that you're getting. So if not, and I don't know what your monetary status is, but if you can, you know, get a deck of cards, it's really good for people who are doubting their intuition. Like I have tons of cards, and every once in a while I have to go in and I have to use them, and I'll do 3-4 decks, and they're all saying basically the same thing. So I'm going, oh, okay, thank you, thank you. So it's that visualization, and so it calms my ego, because then I can go back to ego going, now justify this. They're all basically saying the same thing. So at least my intellect can come in, and the ego's going, I can't argue with that one. So it's like, you'll find there's different methods that you'll use. There's different methods. But outside, I'm hearing go outside, and you'll gain clarity, because you're going to have that peace, and there's different... The fairies are out there amongst the trees. Access them. Access them.
Okay. I'll
and
do
just
that.
Remember, just because energetically where we're at right now, relationships are being reevaluated, they're being reviewed, so they're being they're being reexamined. So that's why you're going, you're really looking at the relationship right now. But that's meant to be, just so you know.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
People should go outside and experience nature where they can, because that also brings you closer together with your other significant.
Yeah.
We started walking outside, and just in that moment, I also feel this is right. It's when the chaos starts and my thoughts and ego come in that you get confused.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's interesting. So thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good luck. Have a great weekend.
Okay. You too.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, and now we're going to go to... Apology.
Yeah.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
I don't have a problem with it. Okay, well, I apologize. You know, he should have given it to me before, and he didn't. Yeah. They're getting to that age, right?
Hello?
Okay,
you're on the air.
And you're going and you're coming back when?
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. All right, let's go to area code 928. Hi, this is Marie.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with? Hi, where are you calling from? Who are we speaking with?
My name is Delfina. I am actually calling from Arizona.
Oh, Delfina. How are you doing?
Alfina.
Oh, Alfina. Alfina. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm wondering if if my relationship really is over, or is he going to, come around?
I'm feeling that it's time to move on for you. I see you with your back to him and moving forward.
And I'm
okay.
I'm what, were you gonna ask a question, I'm sorry?
So pretty much the plans that we had together, I should just walk away from it?
Well, that's what I'm seeing for you. I mean, we never tell anybody what to do because, free will can come into it, but that's just what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you with your back to him and you walking forward, so moving on.
And here's the thing is, we cannot force anything to happen. We all are going through a lot right now, all of us. There's not a person that is not going through some form of reexamining something, whether it's internal thoughts that somebody has about themselves, a relationship. There's a lot of reevaluating, reexamining, reviewing, and it feels like on his part, it's something that it doesn't feel like he's doing it yet, but he's needing to do it. So you can either put your energy into that, try to make something happen that's not meant to be at this time, or you could move on. Take care of yourself, do what you need to do for you to get better, to get stronger, to become more self-reliant. That's what I'm hearing. These are the words that I'm hearing, more self-reliant. Then, and only then, if he continues to do his work, if it is meant to be, because again, free will is everything. Anybody can come back together. The Creator isn't going to keep anybody away from any, because it's all about experience. So So if as long as you guys
And like right now, I broke up with him.
Yep.
I broke up
yep.
with him, so it's kind of like, and I know he's going to come back, so I'm just wondering, like, when is it going to be, and right now, like, I know he's mad because of, you know, whatever I said, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, remember, too, you know, with all the, what's been going on with the eclipse and the full moon and all of this energy, it's all, up until the next solar eclipse, it's all about letting go of the past.
Yeah.
And moving forward. So, you know, timing-wise, you're right in there. And remember, too, that, you know, our soul also will tell us, you know, kind of guide us and direct us on what to do, and it sounds like that's happening with you. But I'm also hearing that you need this time for healing, and so you have to concentrate on yourself, heal yourself.
Like healing for, like, what do you mean, like healing?
Healing, you know, like your heart. I mean, you have to get that, get your heart whole. You got to get yourself whole.
It's not like to where my heart is all broken and stuff. Like I've, let's see. I didn't put my whole heart into this situation, to be very honest. And I know, like right now, he's upset, and you know the reason is because I said some things to him and I broke up with him. But I know he's going to come around, and I'm wondering when that time is going to be. So.
Well, you know, to give the specificity, you know, to sit here and to give specifics of, you know, within 2 weeks, this is what's, because our own internal dialogues, and it depends on, because I can't predict, because that's where free will comes in.
Okay, or could you, like, pick up on what, like, where his head is at right now, like his thoughts?
He's doubting a lot of stuff. I hear the first word I'm seeing, and it's capitalized, is D-O-U-B-T, and that's what I see, and I see it blinking. So there's a lot of doubt. So it's not just doubt towards you, it's self-doubt. So because of this, he's reevaluating stuff. And you said the word, you didn't put all of yourself into it,
mm-hmm.
into that relationship.
Right.
So that's something for you to look at on why that wasn't. And this is an opportunity for you guys, as you're apart right now, for you to examine why that was. And it isn't something that you can say to Marie and I, because you can say one thing and it could mean another,
mm-hmm.
but that's what you're going to be examining.
Right. I mean, if you're not...
No, I know why I did it, you know. Like, I know why I did it, so I don't know.
Well, but if you're doing it, then you know, intuitively you're hearing, Spirit is telling you this is not a relationship to fully pursue, because... there's a part of you that's going, do I really want it? No. So you have to examine what it is that you want. And then also, I really am feeling you've got some healing to do. There's some deep healing to do. And that, you know, it all goes back to how you interact in a relationship. So the first thing you need to do is learn self-love. You have to learn how to love yourself before you can extend yourself to a relationship.
If you wanted to go to that next deeper level is what we're saying. And even though you might be going, yes, I love myself, because I have had people say that to me, and I'm going, I love myself, my God. But it's getting in there, and it's really getting into the heart.
I think that is my problem. Like,
yeah.
My people tell me that I have high expectations of a person, and I'm like, shouldn't you? You know, like, why should I settle for something less? And
that's
for that reason,
right.
I didn't
exactly.
put myself into this whole situation, because I knew he had to prove himself to me. And so far, like, you know, so.
Get you, girl. We get you. We know where you're at. We get it.
And there's nothing wrong with having those expectations.
No.
It's just, you know, do you allow any old person to come in and try to make them fit into that expectation? Because if they don't fit right away, then chances are that person is not the right person for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that may not be what you want to hear, but that's what we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
You too.
Okay, and so now we have a question in the chat room.
Okay.
And it's from R2D2. And
cool name.
They, okay, So the question is, I am getting myself out there as an up-and-coming makeup artist in my area by putting my services online and on social network sites. Do you see any paid gigs coming up for me?
I heard right away, capital Y-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
And I hope one of your things is YouTube, because my Lord, have teenagers made money off of doing this stuff, and the word YouTube is coming up.
Yeah, so if you can maybe do a session, you know, do a makeup session,
yes.
a tutorial
yes.
on YouTube,
yep.
and then, you know, let people know that you're available for weddings
yes.
or special occasions, special events,
yep.
and then that can spread from there.
So have fun with it. Fun with it.
Yeah, have fun.
Because all it takes is one person to see it that will sit here and grant you a different opportunity that you never even thought possible. So get yourself out there.
Yep.
Tutorial.
Yep.
Tutorial.
Yes. Okay. Well, should I try to put this person back on? I don't know if they're just listening. Let's try and put them back online and see if they have a question.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hello. This is Mary. How are you?
Fine. I'm sorry. The phone
that's
just
okay.
rang when you tried to reach me.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, who are we speaking with?
Like everybody's calling my kids today for some reason. Just when I have a minute for myself, right?
And what is your name and where are you from?
I'm Gabriella, and I'm
hey,
in Canada.
Oh, Gabriella in Canada. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I'm so glad to have found a goddess radio. I'm a visual artist, and I'm doing a series on the Divine Feminine.
Oh,
nice.
So, you know, just to have found that word on Blog Talk, I'm, like, so happy.
Oh, great. We're glad you found us.
Yes.
Yeah, and, that's the energy that I'm trying to connect now. I'm doing a series on the Magdalene. And then I'm going to go on a series on Hecate, you know, the Greek goddess of the three faces. And I'm just glad to have found you both.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And
Divine Goddess just came to us. It was just divinely given to us.
Mm-hmm. How wonderful.
It was given to us. Yes, yes. So was that just a comment that you wanted to make, or did you have a question?
Well, no, I just, you know, since you said it was given to you as, you know, psychics, I'm just wondering as an artist, how can I connect with this, with the goddess? Because I feel the same way, that I've been connected to her so that I can make paintings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And
well, you know, there's the old way of the old goddess, and then there's this new divine feminine goddess that's coming in,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
with this brand new energy. So it's connecting with this new masculine energy the new masculine energy that's coming in. It's the new masculine energy is the more of the gentle, the more inviting, the more nurturing, more loving. It's not that over-controlling, overpowering. So it's just connecting with that, and all you have to do is how I connect with her is, mm-hmm. you know, when whoever it is that you connect with in the morning, like Creator, Source, God, whatever you label it, and then you ask for her energy to come in. But I go to a certain plane because, you know, the world is made up of different planes and dimensions,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people connect through the sixth plane of existence, the 12th plane of existence. I go up into the hundreds. So I connect differently than other people, but I'm guided to do that, and it's just the work that I specifically do. But you can connect with her. She can connect with you from wherever it is that you come from, but you ask for that new divine feminine energy to come through, and you'll be amazed. It's a new energy. She's revitalized, refreshed.
And as we're speaking, there's a goddess here with us who came in.
Yes.
Durga. Have you heard of Durga?
Yes, I know Durga.
Yep, Durga's here.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. So she's, you know, the strength.
Yes,
exactly.
She is. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and you can call on her to connect with this new divine feminine, you know, that
okay.
we're all coming into,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
new divine feminine energy. Because it isn't just a specific you know, deity or goddess. No, it's this beautiful energy that's coming in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't connect to a specific entity or a specific goddess. I've just been doing readings. Like, I read the Kathleen McGowan series on the Magdalene. And I'm just looking for information and for connections, and, you know, and I found you. So
exactly.
It's wonderful. Yeah. And I will follow your blog and see, you know, about what you advise me, how to connect with her, because that's what I want to do.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Great.
And when I have this images ready, I will, you know, connect with you and be sure that you can see them.
Oh,
that would
lovely.
Be
lovely.
Yeah.
That would be
great.
I am
great.
Almost on this one painting, and then, you know, it's a question of what will come next, which I'm not sure. That's why I need a deeper connection
mm-hmm.
to see
mm-hmm.
what
oh,
is
really?
It that I need to do next. Yeah.
Can I ask, where in Canada are you at?
I'm right in the middle in Winnipeg, but I was born in Argentina.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm
I was
trying to identify your accent.
Yes, I was raised Catholic, so, you know, in the Catholic lore, there's the Virgin Mary, and, you know, that's why I started for, you know, the cultural background that I had.
Mm-hmm.
But I know about Hindu goddesses, and I've, you know, been starting doing all these reading, and the image is now about the Magdalene. So it will go
Gabriella,
next to, yeah.
When you're doing your art, are you on a canvas? With a brush?
Well, no, I'm on paper, very large watercolors I'm doing.
Okay, because what I'm seeing is, what I'm hearing is for you just to either stand in front of a canvas or paper or whatever with your
mm-hmm.
brush and
mm-hmm.
just close your eyes and connect and then let your hand move and see what comes out.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Out.
That sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's
yeah.
going to happen next then, and then I have a path to follow.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Okay, so that's my message.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yes,
thank you for sharing. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's get on to our next caller, area code 708. Hi, who are we speaking
Hi.
With and where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer, and I am in Illinois.
Hello, Jennifer. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Or a question, Jennifer?
I guess I have a question. I don't know. It's crazy. I had three really big synchronicities this morning. It was like bam, bam, bam. A few yesterday. I get this a lot. I've been having a lot of dreams, and I know that I need to keep going with my spirituality and all the things that, you know, have been happening. And I have been thinking about classes, practicing on a friend, you know, that kind of stuff. But I know somebody's trying to tell me something, and right now I'm just so confused I just can't get it. Well, it's a lot of people trying to tell me things, I'm sure.
But, you know, but
no,
you have
really.
A new awareness, the fact that you can even recognize that, that's big.
Mm-hmm.
So give yourself kudos for that.
Right.
Kudos.
Well, this has been happening for quite a while, and, you know, I sort of put everything on the back burner because I'm living with my daughter right now, and everybody kept saying I was crazy. But, you know, just some of the things the kids say and do, it's like, where does that come from? And my daughter... She knows about these things because she's lived with it all her life. But now that I'm more accepting and I was being a little bit more open about it, you know, you're crazy. Oh, my God, you know. But now, you know, I'll say a little bit here and there or she'll say, ooh, that was strange. And I'm like, no, it really wasn't. You know, so I think she's becoming a little bit more accepting. But I've been hiding a lot of things because, you know, I don't want to stir up anything. But I really do. I know they're trying to tell me something. Like I said, I've been having some of the craziest dreams, and it's, even if I take a short nap, it's bam, I'm back to dreaming.
Are you writing down your dreams?
I write down everything.
Okay. And have you started examining? Are you seeing numbers? Are you seeing situations that are the same images? What
yep.
are you seeing?
Yeah, I've been getting number sequences for the longest, and it's really crazy. You know, I knew they were angel messages, mm-hmm. And that is how it started. I would hear chimes at 10:20, and I would hear, and it was crazy, and I'm like, okay, this is only at night at 10:20, but I would be listening, you know, to shows around that time. I was always on the Blog Talk, and so when I wasn't able to, I started hearing these chimes. And I'm like, you know, I was asking people, did you hear that, or, hey, what would... So finally, I Googled it. I could hear my friend Chris in my head saying, Google it. So I did, and I was like, whoa. And I started checking out all the angel messages. I know I connect with people on the other side. And, you know, I'll say something out loud, and sometimes within a few minutes... Sometimes, you know, when I got my nerve up to get a reading, that person came through. I've met people that I never met before. I've told people things, and, you know, this has been so. But I just need to know where to take the next step because, like I said, I have been very secretive, and I know that's only hurting me.
Yes.
It's really killing me.
Time to come out of the closet.
And, just so you know, that Jennifer, that's what it's called is you're coming out of the closet.
I used to joke about that.
Who you are spiritually, it's no longer hiding because it's safe for you to be who you are. And then with you doing that, it gives permission for other people around you to go, oh, well, you know what, now that you're talking about that, so I'm going to say this out loud now. Well, you know what, and you're going to be, they'll be amazed at the similarities of the experiences that they'll be able to share with you, but they're going to figure it out because they're going through the same thing. Is this safe for me to say? Mm-hmm. Is anybody going to think I'm crazy?
Right.
Because this is stuff we've been tuned in ever since we were a child, but somewhere along the line we found out that it wasn't safe for us to remember these memories because you
right.
heard it when you were a kid, but you just somewhere as you grew up, you just forgot it. You shut it down a little, but no.
I didn't forget it. I just always shut it down.
You're hearing the chiming right now. You're hearing the chiming because there's
this has been going on, the chiming. Yep. I've got the angel messages down pat. I'm always looking them up. But
yep.
then it started like one day I started seeing these. Well, first the dog turned blue and the company was green. And, you know, I couldn't tell anybody that. And I started, you know, checking things out. I was afraid to ask people online. And but I started seeing these blue dots. And I'm like, this is crazy. I'm seeing them, you know, and I'm thinking it's my eyesight. And I started seeing these blue dots. Well, I looked it up, blue pearl, blue angel. And I started seeing it a lot and everywhere. So then one day I said, okay, I'm going out with my daughter. Now, if this is real, I'm going to see it during the day. And we no sooner pulled into the gas station, and I was sitting there, and I happened to look up, and I saw this blue dot. And it was broad daylight. So then I came home, and I looked it up, and I'm like, this, you know, blue pearl, blue angel, what is this, you know, going on? I see that a lot. I see energies moving. It's a lot.
Your next step would be to find a local community and then get involved with the local expos to start, you know, getting a table and getting into that community, and then you can do readings. But the big thing for you, I think, right now would be to find your community in your town. So look for meetup groups.
Around here.
No? Okay. Do they
no.
do any expos?
In Chicago, some of them, but nah. I'm not, you know, I don't know about all that.
let me just give you some.
I know I don't
advice.
Have enough confidence in myself. And I know there's been nights that, you know, I put off meditating. I put off my affirmations. I was putting off a lot because I'm thinking, you know what, where is this going to go? You know, and here everybody thinks I'm crazy. But my granddaughter, just the other day, she's sitting there, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, this girl is mocking meditating. And she's doing this, and I'm... What are you doing? She says, Grandma, meditating. But, you know, they come to me and ask me about ghosts. I know you see ghosts, Grandma. But it's just that, you know, I just close myself off and I'm like, okay. So I need to know what is my next step.
Turn it around and look at yourself as a teaching tool, and that's what you're there to do. So if you turn that around and say, you know what, I'm not crazy, and I know people have questions, and they're hesitant to ask me, I'm going to become the teacher. And once you, when you turn that around and say, I'm going to give you the knowledge, I'm going to give you the affirmation, I'm going to give you what you need to know, and you become the teacher, that helps with your confidence.
Okay.
And just so you know, you don't have to do the expos yet, and it doesn't matter what size of town you're in. I lived in a very small town, and it wasn't until I was ready to leave, all of a sudden all these people are coming out of the crevices going, Beth, I didn't know you did this, and I'm going, yes, but I was a counselor in this small community, so I had to make sure that I had two separate roles, so I was very cautious of what I said. And then,
right.
But so you'll be amazed, the more you talk about it, how more people will come out of the closet and let you know, okay, it's safe for you to talk to about this. You'll be amazed, but you have to take that next step and say
right.
it out loud.
No, yeah, I'll say
mother,
it on the blog. Pardon?
Yes. Yep. Is your mother still here, or has she?
She's here.
Over? Okay.
Why? Who do you feel?
I just feel a lot of mother energy around you. Someone's mother.
My father's mother is around a lot, and she knows I smell her a lot. And my mother has a grandmother who has always been around me. I've experienced so many deaths, and you know, I used to wonder, because actually people would come to me and or call me up and tell me that they were ready to go. And some people would ask me favors. I even had a woman that I was working at a place, and she asked me to talk to her son because she was ready to go. And I had told the director, I said, hey, look, this lady, and she's like, this, she's talking to you? And I'm like, yeah, she talks to me all the time. And they didn't know she could even communicate like that. But she was ready to go, and she was always, I mean, the things she would say to me, and she would just look into my eyes, and it was just, it was started creeping me out. But she did, and something happened, and I went to her son, and he wouldn't, you know, allow any help, anything. And I went to him and talked to him, and something happened. She went, and she did go on, and it's just been crazy, because it's been a lot of people, you know. I had a neighbor call me one time, and it was like, why are you telling me this? Well, it wasn't too much later, and I was with her when she went, but...
Mm-hmm. If people are seeking you out,
mm-hmm.
go with it.
Yep.
The confidence in yourself, and like I said, you know, look at your role as a teacher, and look at your role as someone who's there to help these people, and then that'll shift you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of it, because as long as you come from your heart,
mm-hmm.
right.
and it's not your head, it's your heart saying, I want to help the people the best way I can. And if you have any second guesses on the information, then you just don't say it out loud. I see a lot. I hear a lot. It doesn't
right.
mean that that's information that that person's supposed to hear. Because I know just from just my background of how I work with people, it's like not everybody's ready to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not for me. I know the stuff that people are going to be able to handle, but, you know, I've been doing it long enough. So you
right.
know, because you're not there. You come from your heart. You're not there to hurt anybody, so don't be afraid of that. Don't
right.
be afraid of it.
Do you feel a gentleman around me? Well, I wouldn't say a gentleman. I'd say a man.
I'm here. I'm feeling and I'm hearing several, but there's a tall gentleman. He's tall.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me like this is coming up, I don't know, but it's like, you know, the tall, thin, like Abraham Lincoln thin.
Uh-huh.
He's a tall man.
Right.
And it feels like it looks like he has, I don't know if that's a beard. I think I haven't seen a beard on him. But you just opened up this door. But also, just so you know, Jennifer, you're
mm-hmm.
also here because you're a vortex for a lot of these souls that are still wanting to be crossed over. So you're a vortex for them to come to. So all you have to do is help guide them to the light. and let them know that when they're stuck here, because there are still some that are earthbound here and that are stuck, and all you have to do is let them know. And the only reason that they're stuck here is because they don't understand why they left, why they're still here. They're not in their physical bodies. They're not able to do the same things, but there's so many different realms and realities to this world. But it's letting them know that they're worthy of going to the light because they have to be transmutated. And
uh-huh.
a lot of them are fearful because of the choices that they made. But that's one of your jobs. There's many
that's
of us.
That's funny you should say that. Yeah, that's just on September 28th, I got a reading from Barbara DeLong, and I had asked, you know, I thought I was supposed to help this guy while he was here. And then he came through, and I helped him, you know, to cross over. And
mm-hmm.
so it was.
Yep. And
okay.
that is a privilege. Jennifer, that's a privilege to be able to have people who trust you to help them cross over. That's how safe they feel with you to go into the light. So that's a huge privilege. It's a big privilege. Not everybody does this work, just so you know.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful
Bye-bye.
Day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so now. Get on to our next caller, area code 985. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. Yes, my name is Miranda. Yeah, I'm calling from New Orleans.
Miranda, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, I have a question to ask. As far as having those that have crossed over, you know, in our lives, is there a way to allow yourself the freedom not to have them in your life? I mean, they've crossed over. They were in your life once,
yep.
and now
there
it's
is.
Time to
yeah.
let go, like go.
Yep.
Because
yep.
now you're your own person, you let go, and that's it, goodbye. Because they can be a hindrance. They're a hindrance.
Yes, they can. They can.
And, yeah, and it's time to say goodbye, you know, go. I feel like I've had a lot of them around me all of my life. I've had different entities around me, whether they're souls that have passed or other kinds of entities. My first out-of-body experience was when I was a little girl. I had several of them as a little girl. And I didn't know what they were. I thought they were just dreams until I learned a lot more about out-of-body experiences. And then I was told, well, you know, you've traveled to other realms.
Yeah.
So it's not only Earth relationships. It's also relationships we may have had in other places that we may have been or lived. So... And some of them can be very overpowering. I mean, it's okay if they're going to be beneficial. And you can say to them, okay, it's time for you to leave. You know, I'd like to be alone. I mean, that kind of thing. Or I'd like to make the decision myself.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah.
Nothing and no one
it can
be
a nuisance
unless you give them permission.
Yeah, and there were a lot of entities around me when I was a little child. And it scared me.
Yes.
It would scare me because I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And I would have a lot of sleepless nights because I felt like they were around at night. They came around very strongly at night. And I had a lot of male friends in my younger days that passed on. These were young men that died.
Mm-hmm.
My first experience with that was a friend that was 5 years old. And from that moment on, I had they were male friends that passed on. So it spooked me at first. You know, I said, well, what is this? You know, why are these people that I love so dearly passing on? But, and then that changed, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can very clearly, I mean, if other people are having this issue, you can very clearly state out loud, you do not have permission to be in my space. You need to leave now.
Mm.
You know?
I mean,
you know,
I'm sure relatives, Hello? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Hello?
I was just going to sit here and say you can also ask, you know, like Archangel Michael or Archangel Ariel to come in and or escort them to a higher a way of being so that they can get into the light, because they're with you for a reason, because you're comfort. And they're trying to figure out, where do I go from here, from, you know, next? It's safe here. I know this. But a lot of them don't realize mm-hmm. they need to go so that they can be transmutated. They need to ascend. But a lot of them stay earthbound because they don't feel they're worthy of that. But there isn't a person out there who has made a decision in their life, no matter good, bad, or ugly, that is not worth going back to all that is, which is love. Because there is no judgment there. No matter what you did, you get to start over as long as you truly let it go. And then you do a new, you know, you do something new with a new lifetime.
Right.
So you can let them know. Just call on Archangel Ariel or Michael to help them cross over.
Can you see who's around me right now and how many are surrounding me at this time?
Well, you have many. You have many. Many who walk with you. There's a lot of ancestors that are with you right now. And what I'm hearing is, and they're coming up from the back, there's a lot of, it's dads on dad's side, because it's on your right side. And I'm hearing a lot of unfinished business, and they're needing closure. Now, it's not something that you have to specifically know anything about, but what you're going to want to do, you're going to want to call on Archangel Michael to cut, clear, and release those cords and attachments, and to help them with crossing over. And there's a process to crossing over, just so you know. It's not as simple as people think it is. Go to the light. There's a process. There's things that need to be done. So when you hand them over to an archangel will bring them to the next level. Because some people really do have to go and review some stuff before they directly go there, because they have to clear stuff up. And right now it's ancestral stuff that we're still clearing up.
Wow.
And there's a lot of yours. There's a lot of your, and it's dad's side. I'm seeing a lot of dad's stuff that, you know, on your father's side that is really needing to be cleared up. But they're ready to do it. They're ready to let it go. So I would suggest that you call on Michael, Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
To help with that.
Now, when you say ancestral, this could be, you know, the past,
we're talking
present
lineage,
time.
Lineage. We're talking generations, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Generations. Long, long time ago.
And it's stuff that you don't even know about, but you don't need to know about it. Because the thing is, a lot of us are cleaning up ancestral stuff, and that's only the ancestors that are no longer in physical form. Because they couldn't do it now. So that's the privilege that we're doing for them, even though we're going, it's hard. No, it's not. It needs to be cleaned up. It all needs to be cleaned up. All of it. And you have the strength. Believe it or not, you have the strength and the courage to be able to do it. It's not as hard as people think it is.
Right.
And then you get to free your ancestors. And then you get to help with the people who are in living form, in physical form now, and their kids and the grandkids and so on. So the future generations, you're helping them by doing that.
I think both of my sons right now are seriously affected by this because my sons seem to have more problems in their life than my daughters.
I said yes.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like, okay, so it's time to let these ancestral people
cut the cords.
On,
you have to, literally
that.
Have Michael cut the cords, cut, clear, and release them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good luck
I know
to you on
affecting.
That one, Miranda.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we have another caller, area code 708. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Are you on mute? Hello?
Yeah. Is there anybody else that's on the
No.
On
hi,
the
if it's area code 708-335, if you wanted to ask a question, just unmute. Otherwise, I'll put you back on hold.
Hello? That's a 1, 2, 3.
All right, I'll put you back on hold. Oh, boy. Okay, nope, we don't have anybody else in the chat room, and We don't have anybody else holding at the time. Anything that you want to say based on today's readings?
Well, I would sit here and say, you know, it sounds like, I'm not shocked by this, because before we did the show today, I asked for specific individuals to call. So I did it on purpose. So, and this is how quick it manifested, just literally coming over here minutes before we got to the show. And so we had a certain group of callers mm-hmm. with certain messages. But just so you guys know, you're getting through this. Go within. You know, again, there isn't a single person, I believe, but, you know, since I'm not out in all of you guys, so I don't know, but we're all going through this. There are people who are pure lights already, but and they're holding the bar for us, holding the space for us. But don't be afraid to really go within. If there's any fear coming up, go look at it. See where it stems from. Excuse me, I'm going to go off into a hacking spree.
Okay. Well, while she's coughing, I'm going to get the next caller on because we only have about 4 minutes left. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rebecca calling from Michigan.
Hi, Rebecca from Michigan.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Do you have a comment
speed
or
reading.
A question?
just wanted to know if you see what you see coming up for my love life real quick.
Okay. Let's take a look. And Beth went off to cough away, so she'll be back in a second. okay. Well, are you working on some stuff that you are trying to resolve or get rid of right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're on the right path because I see a heart coming. It's small, but I see it as probably a couple months away getting bigger and bigger. So keep doing what you're doing because you're on the right path. And by doing your work, you're attracting that person to you.
Okay.
Are you thinking, she wanted to know about her love life.
I was tuning in with that.
Oh.
And this is Rebecca. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing it will be after the new year. It will be after the new year. You're finishing up some ties, and so is the individual that you're seeking out. So, you know, but you're at the dendrils of the energetic work of what's going on. So it doesn't feel like
you're close.
Yeah. You're very, very close. But it doesn't feel like anything's going to happen until the beginning of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably at the latest, or this is where it's going to come in, is February. I see February and hear February, so. Perfect.
Okay.
Valentine's Day, Rebecca.
I'm
Valentine's
thinking.
Day. Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't let the fear come in, because just in case you have any trials and tribulations, don't go, oh, I wish this person was here already. Stay clear, stay positive,
mm-hmm.
because it's all about self-reliance, so that you want somebody who's equal to you.
Yeah, and remember, the end of the year is not that far away now.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It's coming up pretty quick.
I am looking forward to 2014. So have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun doing what you're doing, and you're doing well. So keep
yep.
it up, Rebecca. Keep it up. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're
okay,
welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you want to finish your thought? We have about a minute left.
My thought? You guys just continue to work on your work. Don't sit here and get upset. Don't put judgment into it. Things are going to be happening. It's going to come up in layers. So you might be good one day, one moment, and the next you might feel some intense stuff. Breathe through it. Literally take deep breaths in through your nose. Exhale slowly through your mouth. Continue to do that as that energy is shifting through you. Remember, you're made up of energy. If you could see what I see, it's words that are flying off of you. Those are old belief systems, so that's what I'd recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And be outside, be outside, be outside. Do not use the weather as an excuse. Step outside to shift your thoughts.
And let the past go. Let all the old stuff come up and release it.
And I'm not talking cement. Stand on the earth.
Yeah.
On the earth.
Yep. Touch a tree if you have to.
Yep.
But
hug
let it go. Let the past go and release it and be done with it so that, you know, when we get to the next eclipse, you've released it all and you're ready to move on.
You know, and don't be afraid to say, oh, my God, I'm scared. I'm scared. Angels, please come in. But ask for the angels of light that are light. So they'll come in there and you'll be amazed at how they embrace you just to hold you in your space as you're, you know, going through that energy. So look at that. My phone started ringing. It's really cool music. So you guys have a phenomenal Friday.
Yep. We will not be here on Sunday. We're taking Sunday off, so we'll see you next Wednesday.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.